So what about it? We have, I think most of us have concluded that physical attractiveness is important. Very important, as a matter of fact. Is it all important? Well, one reason that we may not consciously realize or be willing to admit the importance of physical attractiveness is that we don't necessarily want partners who are extremely attractive. We want partners who are attractive enough. For example, in one study, both attractive and moderately attractive individuals were viewed more positively than their unattractive counterparts. Similarly, and that was in a 1972 research, then in a 2006 research, unattractiveness was associated with negative qualities, but only a moderate level of attractiveness was necessary to make those associations positive. Potential mates don't need to be exceptionally attractive, only moderately attractive in order to interest us. The distinction between, by the way, let me ask you this. You like the person's face. I mean, you really like the person's face. Very, very attractive face. Maybe the belly is a bit bigger than you'd really like, but you're willing to overlook the excess belly because the face is so pretty or attractive. Whether we're talking about a handsome man's face or a pretty lady's face, the face is attractive, very attractive to you. And you're willing to say, okay, so the body is not sculpted, but I can live with the way the body is shaped. I really like that face. How many of you, consciously made that decision and you knew it was for real? You knew you were being real. Just because the body's not sculpted. For one thing, we know that what may be unattractive to many people may be actually attractive to some. And sometimes that can have to do with cultures too. Because you can go to some cultures where the woman is considered unattractive if she's not 50 to 60, 70 pounds overweight. Yes, you heard me right. Overweight by 60, 70 pounds. I don't mean just 5 or 6 pounds. That's just not enough. For people who live in these cultures, that lady needs to be really overweight. And that's what's attractive to them. Now, we sometimes find men in this culture, in America, who will say, when I was talking about other cultures just a minute ago, I was talking about in other countries of the world. For some, and sometimes people who live off in the forest, you're talking about a lot of weight, or those women are not considered attractive. There are some men in America who find bigger women more attractive. For some of them, it's a game. They've decided that for whatever reason, they may not be able to attract an attractive woman, even a moderately attractive woman. And so they decide, when I say moderately attractive, I'm talking about size now. And so they conclude that the woman who's 40 pounds overweight, 65 pounds overweight, the one that they have the greatest chance of attracting. And so that's where they're drawn. But for some men, it's not a game. I mean, for some American men, it is not a game. They really find the bigger women more attractive. Beauty is in the eye and the heart of the beholder. No doubt about that. The distinction between necessities and luxuries can help us to understand the importance of a moderate level of physical attractiveness. According to some, an acquired diminishes in value. A luxury, in contrast, is not important when necessities are lacking, but becomes more desirable once basic needs have been met. So the research suggests that a moderate level of physical attractiveness is a necessity while a higher level of physical attractiveness may be a luxury. I'm going to ask another question. How many of you, regardless of your size, we're not focusing on your size, how many of you would feel very, very comfortable having an extremely attractive mate as your partner? How many of you, on the other hand, would feel very uncomfortable at the thought of having an extremely attractive mate as your partner? And to each answer, why? If you would be very comfortable having an extremely attractive mate, why? If you would be uncomfortable having an extremely attractive mate, why? Sometimes, you know, of course, there could be a number of reasons, but sometimes a concern is, okay, if my mate is extremely attractive, and I know that, a lot of other people are going to know that too, including my mate. And will that extreme level of attractiveness increase the chances of my mate being unfaithful to me? That is a legitimate concern. Some people conclude that if my mate is only reasonably attractive, moderately attractive, the chances of unfaithfulness are reduced. Now, I understand the logic. Don't know if it's necessarily so, because people of all levels of attractiveness choose to be unfaithful. But I can definitely understand why extreme attractiveness would be of concern to some when it comes to concern about faithfulness. If this person is extremely attractive, will I be able to hold his or her interest? Just some food for thought. When we say that physical attractiveness is not important to us, some people may be referring to the luxury of exceptional attractiveness and not to the necessity of a minimum level of attractiveness. And that is a possibility. But I do think that when most people say physical attractiveness is not important to us, it's because they're just trying to portray themselves as being so noble and so virtuous that they're on a much higher plane when it comes to the criteria that they have set forth in choosing a possible mate. In other words, it's just being dishonest. So, how attractive is moderately attractive? The beauty of this is we don't need to be supermodels in order to find a mate. But who we consider to be moderately attractive may vary from person to person. More attractive people perceive fewer others as physically attractive, while less attractive individuals consider a broader range of others appealing. So while we may not be attractive enough to interest the ones who really get our hearts pounding, we still would be attractive enough to most of the population. Looking for someone who shares a similar level of physical attractiveness to your own can help to enhance your long-term relationship success. By the way, speaking of really, really, really attractive, when the person is really, really, really attractive, only when they have their faces packed with makeup, and when their faces are no longer packed with makeup, but only have minimal amounts of makeup or no makeup, and they look very, very different to you, how does that strike you? Just asking. Looking for someone who shares a similar level of physical attractiveness may lead to greater long-term relationship success. If you're toward the less attractive end of the spectrum, don't despair. As we get to know and like and respect one another more, our attraction to one another grows over time. And the longer we know one another, the less important physical attractiveness is to beginning and maintaining a relationship. I'll be right back.